Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Minnie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And if I sound overexcited, it's because I am. And if I sound clear and crisp and all lovely and digital, it's because for the first time ever, we are recording the podcast properly, aren't we, Helen?
We are. We are away from our couch. We are away from the wine. We are in a studio.
In
The Guardian.
I'm so excited. Because we're joined today by the lovely Jemima Kiss. Hello, Jemima.
Oh, hello.
Now, Jemima, you are the head of technology for The Guardian, is that right?
Yes, editorial. I don't fix servers.
Oh,
well,
right.
Not yet. Head our technology editorial team, so our lovely team of 6 or 7 reporters, if you include me, covering all sorts of technology stuff.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for inviting us to come and chat to you at the actual Guardian today. And a lovely man called Jason here at the Guardian is letting us record this podcast in the studio. We've got soundproofing, we've got cans, I believe is a technical term,
isn't it? That's it. We're wired for sound, I believe.
Oh, I'm so wired.
Very exciting.
So, yeah, it's a tech special this episode, and we've actually got a special jingle, haven't we,
Helen? We do.
Not just us singing, like, slightly drunkenly either. A real jingle.
That's it. That's been created on a computer and, like...
Right, cue the jingle.
Scummy Mummy Tech Special. Scummy Mummy Tech Special.
Oh, that was the jingle. What do you think of that?
That's futuristic, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Twisted my melons.
Yeah. No, I loved it. That's great. And who supplied us that jingle?
My brother.
Thank you, Helen's brother. Which one was it?
Henry.
Thank you,
Henry.
How many
have you got?
I love that.
3.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a sister.
Mucho
hombre.
I know, there's 5 of us. Yeah. 5 thorns.
Wow. Country practice. Yeah. Nothing else to do.
That's it.
Wow, were you in Flying Doctors once?
No. Oh. But I did go to the town. It was near where
That's
I grew
the
up.
That's the same.
Yeah.
There Wonderful. We go. So let's press on. It says in your job description that you cover tech trends, gadgets, gaming and startups, helping to translate and demystify technology for a wider audience.
Oh, well, don't listen to all that puff.
Right.
No, we do sort of do that. We're not interested in writing about technology for geeks because they kind of already know it. I think it's really important that people feel empowered and confident about technology, not that it's something that other people do.
Well, I'm hoping you'll empower our own Helen Thorne today because you're not... It's fair to say you're not the most technical... Person,
no,
you?
Well, no,
you're
I'm not.
Yeah, but you're sitting there with a laptop and a tablet
and
a smartphone.
No, I don't have a smartphone. My phone is not that smart. It's a BlackBerry from about 6 years ago.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Helen has a 6-year-old BlackBerry, which replaced the first generation iPhone that you had previously.
Yeah.
That's where we are at the moment. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Well, my laptop at home has got gaffer tape around it because my son threw it across the room. So it looks a bit wonky.
This is small children. Now, you've got children as well, Jemima.
Yes.
How many have you got?
I've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Right.
So exhausting and delightful in equal measure.
How do you protect your tech from your rabid children? They might not be rabid, but...
Well, they're fairly rabid. They're 2 boys. They are quite boisterous. We have quite a small house. And on my desk, I have a very... strict rule that they're just not allowed to touch anything on my desk and they get shouted at a lot. So if my tech is on my desk, it's usually all right, unless they're being deliberately naughty.
Because you do see people with a large tablet and they've got like mega rubber rings around it. So
yeah.
If a child does pick it up and throw it, it can...
You can get some really good cases now for tablets that will allegedly childproof your technology. And there's this amazing stuff called Sugru, which is a bit like a kind of super hardcore, tough blue tack. And you take it out of the packet and you can mould it into whatever shape you want. So you could make big bumpers. Mm. And people have done this on cameras. And you leave it to dry and then it hardens.
Ooh,
like, it's like, very cool.
Like a Fimo or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. It's like a Fimo. And also you can get magnets and sort of push the magnets into the sugar and then let it dry, so you can make your own little magnetic hooks to go on things. It's very cool. Oh.
Can you attach the suguru to a child and then attach the child to like a wall or a banister so that they then can't touch the technology? You haven't thought of that, have you?
I haven't thought of that, but that's probably a goer.
You can have that.
Yeah, there you go.
There's obviously a huge appetite for gadgets and gizmos and writing about them and all that stuff. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the very best gadgets and gizmos solve a problem for us. Sometimes it's a problem we don't realise we have until we buy the gadget. Mm. So I'm not sure we all needed a smartphone until we had one. But there are, you know, the fantastic devices you can think of that do just really clever things that we had struggled with before. And if you look at apps in particular, so there's a brilliant one called City Mapper. And I don't know if you've used this in London.
I have. It's on my...
Oh, hey, so you are techie.
Yay! My husband told me how to do it.
There's so much... You just ruined it. You just... Come on, feminism.
There's so much competition in the technology world now that they only have to make a relatively small improvement on a problem. So, say, getting from A to B, which is what City Mapper does. Actually, they can build a whole business around that.
Do you think you can take it too far? I don't know, because I saw this thing this morning that I really want, that I want to be my next gadget, right? And it's a kettle. It's 100 quid, which, all right, is a little... Helen's making a face.
My
it's a
eyebrows
lot to pay for
are
kettle.
Raised.
It's a kettle, and it's you can control it over your Wi-Fi network with your iPhone. So you can be in bed, and you just... Jemima's nodding, you've heard of this. You press the thing on your phone, and it boils the kettle before you've even got
well,
out
you wouldn't
of
have to buy a particular kettle for that. You buy a Wemo device. Which is it's a socket that can be internet connected, so you can connect your Wemo app on your phone to your Wemo socket for anything. So actually you could turn your washing machine on or your kettle on or the slow cooker on to turn on your dinner at lunchtime, and it'll be ready when you get back home, or open your garage door for you, or
turn on the telly so you don't have to get out of bed so the kids could be looked after.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Or say your partner's having to put your kids to bed and you want to send a little goodnight message to your kids, you could have a little light next to your bed, next to their bed, so you can send a little, or something, you know.
But or like a red light, don't come in the bedroom.
Yeah.
It's for your husband, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm still cross with you.
Too.
But my kettle, I have to say, my kettle isn't even like a flicky switch kettle switch, because I've already got quite an expensive kettle that heats water to three different temperatures. You can choose 70 or 80 or 90
Why
degrees.
Would you want that?
And it's got a keep warm function. Because I thought it would improve my life.
Yeah, but why do you need lukewarm water? I don't get it.
Well, the optimum temperature, Jemima, for green tea is 80 degrees.
Oh, kill me now. Jesus.
I don't even really drink
first
tea.
World problems. Christ, the hashtag started here. Okay.
Do you know what else I've got? I've got a toaster, right, and it's got a light on it, and it starts off blue, and then as the toast is nearly done, it goes to purple and then red to tell you that the toast is nearly ready.
Yeah, but does it have the extra sort of lift-up bars where you can pop it out far enough to pick it up? Because that's the defining thing for a toaster, is whether you can actually get the toast out of it.
I like the light myself.
There's a lot of work to be done on white goods.
I once was at Ellie's house and I went to get the toast out of the toaster with a metal knife.
That's not a good
move, really. Exactly. And me and Pete were like,
it's not great.
No! And she was like,
stop!
It was a bit like that. I was like, what?
See, there
I'm
we are.
Careful.
You've heard from a tech expert now, Helen. That is not
no
a
knives
good...
in toasters.
I use a wooden spoon, which probably isn't that sensible.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
all right.
But,
yeah. It's not conductive.
Yeah, it's not like when lightning hits trees, they explode into flame or anything like that. It's fine. Yeah, I won't worry about it.
Very good.
Okay, do not stick things into toasters
ever. Nothing.
Ever.
That's it.
Nothing. No, just don't.
So, what about you? What are your personal favourite gadgets? Obviously, I've talked about my kettle and my toaster.
Well, this is a very particular sort of journalist thing, but there's this amazing digital pen called the Live Scribe, and it records audio while you're writing with it.
Oh.
Which means that when you're doing an interview, you don't have to record, you don't have to write down notes from every single sentence and every single point, because every time you make a mark on the page, it creates a bookmark in the audio. So if I do an interview that's an hour long and there's only two quotes that I need, and that's at 5 minutes and 15 minutes, I just click back with the pen onto the page at 5 minutes and I can listen to that line. And then I click on 15 and it will play that line.
That's wicked.
Oh, it's got a little it's got a little eye behind the nib. And it creates a little bookmark because the mark that you've made on the page is totally unique. So it links that to the bit in the audio. Anyway, it's amazing.
You're
if you're
blowing
at college.
My mind.
I know, isn't it amazing?
Helen, what's your favourite gadget?
What's my favourite gadget? I do like a clothes dryer.
That's not like, oh my god, a heated clothes dryer. Have you not found this from Lakeland? It's amazing.
Good.
It's about 5 foot tall and has three levels, but it's heated like a radiator thing. You can put a whole load of washing on it, put a sheet over the top, and it dries overnight.
I love it.
I don't know if that counts.
It doesn't shrink your clothes.
No. Well,
I
wouldn't put woolens.
I'm everything in the tumble dryer at the moment. I'm very lazy. And
well, all you have to do is hang it out. It's not, you know, it's not that much effort, frankly.
I do like, I've got a tea, again, it's quite domestic, I've got a Tefal 4-in-1 cooker that is a slow cooker and makes porridge and steams and does something else that's so useful. Makes rice, it's a rice cooker.
Changes the children's panties.
Yes, that's right. I couldn't live without my rice cooker. I could totally live without it.
Well, you don't need a rice cooker, you just put 1 to 2 in a saucepan, don't you, and put it on?
No, you put it, the beauty of the rice cooker is you put it in and then you just, like, you just throw it in and you leave it, and then it keeps it warm when it's done as well, so you can just have rice. You can have rice all day. Imagine that, the luxury.
Look at you and your 80-degree tea.
I have a bit of a thing about devices that fall, where you just feel like you're being taken for a ride by the device manufacturer, like electric toothbrushes, for example. So you know that they looked at them, they went, $1.99? There must be a way we could better fleece people than that. So they come up with an electric brush that does exactly the same thing. Oh, yes, but I think you'll find that with all those oscillations, it will remove more tartar and plaque from your teeth. Really?
All I'm saying is it gives you a cleaner feel. That's all I'm saying. I feel like I've been to the dentist every day.
You just need to get that wrist action going harder, you know? It's not that difficult.
Don't waste it on yourself, Ellie.
For electric toothbrushes, they are real scams. And that's why I do not have on my Amazon wish list the Philips Diamond Clean ultrasonic toothbrush, which is £125.
Far out!
I haven't bought it. But, like, you'll like this, Jemima. It comes with a USB charger, so you can charge it off your
laptop. No, why would I like that? I don't like people being ripped off. My mum bought me a bloody soup maker. How hard is it to make soup? You just put it in a pan, don't you?
No, I like a stick blender myself.
Although it is quite difficult to get it in your mouth, I find, with the toothpaste, and the toothpaste just goes everywhere.
It does get staked.
Don't put a stick blender in your mouth. Don't do that, please.
Lovely. We've invited you on to, like, be our tech expert, and you've turned into our health and safety officer.
Yeah, that's good. I'm very happy to do that.
Is that the end of our tech chat, Ellie?
You tell me, Helen.
All right, I think it's time for some current affairs. Now let's chat about a recent story we read about why Steve Jobs didn't let his kids use an iPad and other gadgets at home.
He probably just forced them to meditate.
That's it. They just had to build some piles of sticks or something in the lounge room and think about the environment.
Ironically.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is from a news story. The journalist said to Steve Jobs, your kids must love the iPad. And he asked, this was just when the first iPad was coming out, right? And Steve Jobs said, my kids haven't used it. We limit how much technology our kids use at home. So Steve Jobs did not even let his kids have iPads.
I would have been more shocked if somebody as sort of experienced in technology was sort of slapdash with his children's health and safety again around screen time. Actually, you would expect him to be more knowledgeable. You can't just assume that he's going to be all gushy about it. He's all too aware of how compulsive all of these technologies are. So good on him.
So what's the rule in your house? How do you limit it?
Well, because they're still quite young, we're still not that strict. I would generally rather they played a game and sort of interacted with something rather than just sat agog, sort of slack-jawed, watching a television. They never watch live TV or, you know, terrestrial TV. They occasionally watch a bit of catch-up and they play the odd iPad game, but certainly not every day.
What about CBeebies?
No CBeebies? No, we selectively pick programmes and they watch them on catch-up. Abney and Teal.
Yeah.
Homeland.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. Orange is
quality drama.
Yes. Normally it's at the end of the day when they just really need to sit and wind down. You know that, like, mad hour just before or after dinner time where they're just bouncing off the walls and like, okay, we're getting towards bedtime, chill the fuck out, don't say fuck, obviously. Actually, if it's like, I don't know, a rainy Sunday or something, there are some really good games where you can build a truck, for example, and paint it in all the colours you want and then race it. So
That sounds good.
I think it's just called Monster Trucks. Mm-hmm. We don't really have a sort of a set time limit, but they don't go on for more than half an hour. I just think it's really important that they have moderation in everything, really. Mm-hmm. So for them, I'm not going to totally ban it, because then it makes it out to be this sort of, you know, amazing, secret, special thing that they'll just sneak round to other people's houses to do. But, you know, they'll go on the trampoline for half an hour, then they'll ride their bikes for half an hour, then they'll read books for half an hour, then they'll play with the farm animals for half an hour, and then, you know, and they do that all day. And so the iPad is just in the mix. They haven't got totally addicted to it yet, but I don't know. Maybe that will change. That probably will change.
See, I struggle with that because I've tried to limit it for Charlie, and we try to only let him watch
it. How old
is
he?
He's 3, but he loves it. He really loves it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's all he wants to do. If you ask him what he wants to do, he will say watch telly. That's what I struggle with, is that how come he loves it so much and he's so addicted to it despite my best efforts to contain it and not make it a special thing or a hidden thing or a treat? I don't know.
Well, it's a bright screen, and I think there's something in sort of our animal brains that sort of rewards us for this kind of hunting seeking mechanism. There's been loads written about game mechanisms and how they're really compulsive to us and we sort of can't really resist them, and it's just the same for kids. But I think it's a bit about the context in which you do it. So as a parent, if you sit down with them and you kind of do the game with them, it then becomes more of a social thing, whereas it's sort of a bit more sad, really, if they're, you know, the iPad's the babysitter, which we do all do sometimes. But, you know, if that's just what it becomes and it's this solitary activity.
Do your kids like telly as well?
Yeah, my kids are telly.
All kids like telly.
But I do think that they like it a bit too much, and I'm very conscious of that at the moment.
Don't get me wrong, I don't have freak children. I mean, they nag and pester all the time from the day they wake up. It's, can I watch something? But I just sort of, maybe I'm a bit too strict, I don't know. But I don't give in. It does sort of help to have a rhythm in your day, though, doesn't it? And if they get used to, okay, you know that you're allowed to watch something between 5 and 5:30 before dinner, then it sort of sets their expectations a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. We have a no TV in the morning and no iPad in the morning rule, unless Mummy's got something really important to do.
Mummy, have you got anything really important to do this morning?
We do have to look at our own behaviour, though, because we say, oh, these kids, all they want to do is, you know, look at these iPads, and then look at our own behaviour.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. We look at our phones 250 times a day on average.
An hour.
And I try really hard at weekends in particular, because I don't get to see my kids that much during the week, but I try really hard at weekends to not have, I hardly take pictures of my kids at all now, because I try really hard to not have my phone out when I'm with them, because I don't want them to be looking at me and I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah.
What do you think about the argument that, you know, we should let kids become okay with technology and we should let them learn how to use these devices because they're growing up in the modern world and these devices are part of most people's working life now and they're going to need to know how to use them to survive in the modern world?
No, totally. And my husband went to quite a sort of hippie school, and those schools now are very reluctant to teach computer science and computer skills. And I think that is a massive disservice. I mean, you put any kid out into the real world now with no understanding of not only the positive things about computers and a lot of the programs and sites that are out there, but also, you know, some of the really important skills they need to have around safety, for one, you're doing them a massive disservice. So it's totally important, but it is about moderation.
So obviously you've read and probably written
a lot
about...
Can we open the mince pies now?
Oh, yes, come on. I'm opening the mince pies. It's very exciting. So I know there have been lots of studies, and I'm sure you've written about them in The Guardian and stuff. What is the optimum or the maximum, I suppose, screen time that children should be having?
Well, how old's your child, for one thing? If they're under 2, they shouldn't be having any. If they're 2 to 5, I don't think they should be watching much more than half an hour. It depends on your child. Some kids might be able to moderate themselves a little bit more than others. It depends on their age.
Not
it
my
depends...
child.
Well, your Charlie's still very young. But yeah. And it depends sort of what they're doing as well, because there's gaming and sort of entertainment, and then there's gaming and research and whatever else you might need to be doing that's more educational. I think it's really difficult to pick an exact number. I think you have to find something that feels right to you and that works for your child and your household without wishing to cop out.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My daughter's 5, and her maths homework now is called Mathletics, and that's what they say. Mathletics!
Well done, that yes. person.
Wow.
And so that is set every week. Yeah, I mean, and then she's quite excited about it because she gets to go on the computer with the mouse or on the iPad to do her counting and things like that. So, yeah. So
well, she's had a terrible case of mathlete's foot recently, isn't she?
How long have you been waiting to get that gag in?
About 18 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
but that's quite good. That's a really good way of getting her to use the computer and feel sort of confident about using the computer.
That's
but
it.
You're saying you'd rather, given the choice, you'd rather give your kids video games than TV?
I think it's a balance, again. Mm. But I just like the way that they're active and they're using their brain and they're involved with what's going on in the game. They're not just sitting there passively.
The other night I was so tired and I was lying in bed and I sort of, you know, when you go into that almost, you sort of have a bit of a nod, and then I just started palming down the page because I was like, I just need to see the words. And then I realised I was actually holding a book.
Wow.
I wasn't holding an iPad. Mate. I just was, what is my brain? What have I done to my brain?
That is like the man that was addicted to Google Glass recently. You know, those ridiculous future specs things that sort of superimpose the world.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, you know, map directions and things on a little screen in front of you. There was a guy that was being treated for addiction, and when he didn't have the glasses on, he kept tapping his forehead, which is how you activate Google Glass.
Oh, wow.
So we do get, you know, sort of immersed in these technologies.
Yeah.
It's time for you to go to rehab. I said,
She said.
I was a little bit tired. What would be your favourite apps then, or gadgets for entertaining your children?
It's really boring, but YouTube, still.
Mm. Yeah.
Wish they'd sort out their bloody comment system, because it's but you just fall down a sort of hole. It's like, Mummy, I want to watch tractor racing. So you're watching Russian tractors.
Yes.
Which go really fast. Do you know about this?
Why do you always end up in Russian sites? Like, Ellie and I were writing the other day, and Hugo was on YouTube, and I said, you can watch some diggers. He just wants to watch diggers dig some dirt.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this, like, Polish theme tune.
Yeah. What are your favourite apps, then, for your kids?
I really like the CBeebies website. Mm-hmm. It's very educational. I like YouTube as well.
Charlie has a weird thing for YouTube videos of comedy songs from the 70s.
Oh, I see.
So he loves a bit of okay. Right Said Fred.
Yeah.
His favourite is Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West.
Oh, no.
Which is, of course, about a woman shagging a milkman in exchange for free milk. That's, you know, but I sort of feel like that's part of his comedy education, isn't it? That's educational, isn't it, Jemima? Don't make that face.
No, mine really like Donald Wears Your Trousers, so, you know.
Oh, I'm going to try that when we go. He'll love that.
Well, especially if you change the name Donald to their name. They find that very funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I yep. bet that is.
What I find really interesting about technology, and especially for mums and dads, is that with the internet, that has given everyone more porn, yet the internet and technology, I think, takes away from intimacy in relationships. I was doing some work, my husband was doing some work, both had laptops on, the TV was on, we had our phones next to us, we weren't interacting with each other. You can get into that loop of watching extra things on the iPlayer or sending another text or checking Facebook. They could just be having a shag. And that would be quite nice.
So it's very easy to watch other people having sex and probably not have so much sex yourself.
Yeah, but I don't watch sex.
Less effort, isn't it?
I don't like it.
It's dirty. It's mucky. I don't like sex. Don't know where those children came from.
It, but I don't like watching it.
This might be another meeting. That one. No, you're right. But I think if you have very basic sort of guidelines, so you make sure a really good tip actually is to have an old school alarm clock in your bedroom.
Yeah.
And keep your phones downstairs.
Yeah.
Charge them downstairs. So night-night phone, see you in the morning, and then you don't get that, right, I'll set my alarm. Oh, look.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And he's just posted that picture of her dancing with a chicken. Oh. And then you get sucked into the, you know, the newsfeed of death.
That is a real... I'm going to try that. I'm going to get an analogue clock.
Yeah, like in Babe.
Oh, there we are. So, get a clock, get some
give the lady a prize.
You've heard it from the Guardian, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I bet that's the first time anyone said cock in this studio, isn't it?
No.
Maybe.
No. I'm in there all the time. I swear, like a fucking trooper.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I love that, Helen. I love that. We'll get some T-shirts made.
Yeah, for Christmas, I think.
That was great.
Yeah, there we are.
Well, we're going to continue with our tech theme now, but I think it's time for a game.
Woohoo! I love a game.
Woo-hoo. You're up for a game. Now, this is quite a special game. This is our first ever sort of technical game. Mm. It's sort of a retro techno audio quiz.
Very good. It's our
I'm liking it already.
It's our all.
Yes.
It's our all. So here's how the quiz is going to work, ladies. Okay, mm-hmm. I've prepared a selection of clips, sound effects, if you will, of sort of gadgets and toys from yesteryear.
I'm excited.
Are you?
We just came out.
Do your kegels. Come on.
I'm rubbish at them.
So I'm going to play each clip and then I want you to buzz in. Now, I haven't actually got it together that technically to have buzzers. So can we hear your buzzer noise, please? That's nice. Yep.
Yeah. Boom. It's not a buzzer. Sorry.
I like it though.
Bum. Okay, no, it's just not.
Oh, that's my noise.
All right, the old noise. All right.
No, you do bum. No, you've
woo woo.
You've made this bed. It's time for you to lie in it.
Yeah. Tell her what she wins if she wins.
You could win this miniature Christmas pudding.
Woo!
It's enriched with brandy, cognac, port, and stout. A bit like Helen.
Yeah.
Now, it's quite an easy one to start. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Clip number one.
Spell period. E-E-R-I-O-D.
Jemima.
Speak and spell.
It is speak and spell. Did you know that one, Helen?
I love a speak and spell because what we used to do is like take it into the bedroom when we were kids and like, penis.
Yeah, of
doodle.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the joy.
Okay, here we are. 1-0 to Kiss. Clip number two. Kiss.
The spectrum loading.
Ah, it's a good guess. It's not right, Thorn.
I have no idea.
Ah, it's in fact an Amstrad CPC 464 loading, obviously.
Obviously.
They only have a spectrum, sorry.
For an extra point, can anyone name the game it was loading?
No.
Oh, that's Dragon Ninja, of course. Yes. Oh, so I'll give you half a point for that.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Was, okay. You know, because I've had half a mince pie and I'm a bit drunk.
Yeah. It's all right. That cognac you're drinking.
Yes. All right, here we are, number three. Anyone?
Oh, Scalextric.
It is Scalextric. Yes.
Scalextric.
All the X's.
Okay, are you ready for your fourth clip?
Yeah.
Kiss.
Simon Says.
It is Simon Says.
I did have a lot of electronic toys as a child.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
And as an adult.
and as an adult, yeah, to be fair.
Oh, Thorn, come on now. Put yourself together. You've got, okay. Several, it's, what is it, 3.5 to Jemima.
All right.
0 to Thorn. This is the final clip. It is quite short, so listen carefully.
Yeah. I really enjoy talking to people.
What? Okay, you go to
Is it a Furby?
No, it is not a Furby. Okay.
Barney?
No, it is not a Barney. Oh, look, I'll play you the rest of the advert.
Show and tell time.
Another teddy bear. My teddy's name is Teddy Ruxpin. He talks, he tells stories, he...
Four batteries not included.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin, dude!
Oh, didn't include God. The batteries. What tight ones?
Well, it was the 80s. You didn't get batteries of anything then,
no.
Did you?
No, yeah. Nothing.
I'm surprised you didn't get that one. I thought, you know.
Oh, I always wanted one of those.
No, that was a bit too twee for me.
No.
Oh,
thanks, Ellie. Well,
thanks.
Done.
Thanks for playing. So at the end of that, Jemima Kiss has got 3.5 points. Helen Thorne has got 0.
No.
So congratulations, Jemima. You
Thank
win
you.
The Christmas pudding.
That's Could about we... as close to winning Eurovision as I'll ever get, I think.
Well, I enjoyed that game. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's time now for another section that we're calling
Tomorrow's World.
Ooh. Did you have Tomorrow's World in Australia?
No, but we had Beyond 2000.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Which is one of my favourite things. And I always like the window into the future. It's like where people are on hoverboards and everywhere was monorails. Because monorails signal technology in the future, didn't they, back then?
That's it. There's something so futuristic about having a train that's just slightly elevated.
That's it.
That's the future.
Well, you know, with Hyperloop, it might happen.
What's Hyperloop?
Tesla are these super high performance electric cars. So you know how electric cars are all small and
And very slowly, just went,
yeah, and dangerous.
Speak for yourself,
quiet.
I'm still driving my Sinclair C5.
Yeah, well, there you go. But he's got this idea for the Hyperloop, which is a very high speed method of transportation, which would involve a vacuum, a train in a tunnel in a vacuum that can be sucked from one end to the other very fast.
This is the new way to travel from like England to Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, like really super fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't hold your breath.
But, no.
Eventually. That's a thing.
So we're already in the thick of tomorrow as well. But the idea of this section is that, we pick your giant brains, Jemima, about, you know, you've got your finger on the pulse of contemporary technology and cutting edge business. What have we got to look forward to? What is coming in 2015?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about wearable technology. These sort of come in two kind of piles. You've got the Dick Tracy style phone on your wrist, to which most people go, I don't need a phone on my wrist. I've got a phone in my pocket and I don't feel like a Wally. Do people still say Wally?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
especially
good.
In my country.
And then you've got watches or devices that are more about monitoring your health, and lots of listeners will probably have already tried out those. So there's Fitbit and Shine and quite a few others on the market. Mm-hmm. And they monitor your the number of steps you take and the calories you take and get a sort of loose idea of your fitness. And they're a bit limited at the moment, and they also get a bit boring, I think, quite quickly.
Mm.
But eventually, when those are connected to a slightly more kind of sophisticated environment around us, it might be that eventually they'll have non-invasive blood testing, for example. So a real sort of life-changing scenario here is that if you're diabetic, you won't have to inject yourself each day to do a blood test to get your glucose reading. And you could walk into a restaurant and it would know that you're diabetic, and the menu would automatically be suggested to you that's sort of low GI.
Oh.
And then maybe that information might be shared with your doctor so he can see that you're sticking to the plan that you've agreed. Now, where this all gets a bit trickier you know, assuming that they get rid of the NHS in 4 years, which pretty much looks like it's going to happen.
Not if we can help it.
Well, yeah, that's another podcast.
Blackards.
But,
blackards.
Yeah,
about doing online petition.
So
that sort
we all end up with private health insurance, and then if you don't stick to your agreed premium because your data for your activity is all being shared, then maybe your health insurance premium would go up because they can see you didn't stick to the GI and actually you're sort of putting your health at risk a bit.
Mm. Well, obviously there's a few gadgets that I'm excited about, and I'd like to know whether or not they are coming sort of, let's say, in the next 12 months. If I just say the gadget, can you just say yes or no, I can ask for it next Christmas, right?
Okay.
Hoverboard.
No.
Robot butler.
No. Oh, well.
Oh.
Well, no, you actually, sorry, take it back. You could have a robot butler, but you'd have to spend quite a lot of money.
Oh, how much?
Asimo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. How much would Asimo be?
A gobstopper that changes flavours from, like, roast chicken to toffee apples to, like, custard and rhubarb, like, throughout as you suck it.
Have you been reading Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm reading that to my son at the moment. No, in a word. Limited market for roast chicken flavoured gobstopper.
Well, so you say that. You're looking at the target demographic right here. This is it.
Pregnant lady.
Yeah,
pregnant requires woman. Roast chicken lollipop.
What about pendants that have like a hologram in the shape of an eye? Like with an eye that winks.
Where, what do you?
Yeah, you can get those on Brighton Market, but they're really nasty.
Yeah, I know. That's a trick question. I just remember. Like in Argos in the 80s, that was the height of sophistication and technology.
Was that with your global hypercolour t-shirt?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The winking eye pendants. Oh, they were gorgeous. Helen, have you got any gadgets you wanted to ask our future expert about?
My big thing about technology is because all my friends and family live in Australia, that some way that could make communicating with them even better than Skype.
Not using Skype, you mean?
Yeah, that's it. I guess how is there anything you can move on from Skype? Like, you know, like those 3D goggles, and you could like almost feel
Oculus
like you're
Rift.
Yeah, yeah, like you're sitting in your mother's kitchen. You could recreate that.
For anyone who hasn't heard of Oculus Rift, it's like a virtual reality video games headset thing,
which sounds like the most knobby thing in the world, but it's actually really cool when you try it. Well, Oculus Rift is now owned by Mark Zuckerberg's company, a little site you may have heard of called Facebook. So it's not impossible that in the not too distant future there will be some kind of, you know, immersive communication environment.
Mm. I guess I think in terms of technology, and because we are obviously a slightly parenting podcast, that there are times where you're in the middle of the night, you don't know what your baby is doing, you don't know what you're doing. That's when you want an app or someone just to say, this is what's happening, read my baby. Is it tired? Is it hungry? What am I doing?
You don't know. You don't want to pass responsibility over to...
I do. I support that.
I was trying to stay awake at 3 a.m. a few years ago now, but trying to stay awake 3 a.m. breastfeeding, and I couldn't breastfeed lying down, so I had to sit up. So I was just awake with this massive leech baby. They were really big babies. And in some considerable pain with breastfeeding, there was all sorts of stuff going on. And just on Mumsnet going... Should his poo really be yellow? just sustained me. That and Bejeweled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm quite looking forward. My baby's coming in February, and I am quite looking forward to the hours of Candy Crush that I can get back into. I feel like I can really get back into it.
Anything with one hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no, darling, I've got to feed the baby. You'll have to empty the potty and make the dinner. I've got to feed the baby. Oh, yes. Yes. And I will
be using...
Are you
still feeding that baby up there, darling?
Yes, it's very hungry.
I just really enjoyed it the second time around because I didn't have my phone in my hand all the time. I just sort of, and actually kind of looked forward to it. I just sort of nestled down on the sofa and it was just me and him.
And Candy Crush. And like I said, I can't wait.
No.
I cannot wait.
And they'd just sniff his little head. And
I'll just be coming around to sniff that baby's head. And I'll give it back. Go, there you go.
Yeah.
What, just the head? No. Yeah.
Little head sniff and a double rainbow sprinkle. That's my idea of a great night in. It really is.
Because I just remember, anything with my first baby. I remember Matilda had a little fluttering eye and I Googled it and it's like, your baby has cerebral palsy. And I just like completely freaked out. It was 2 a.m. and then she just obviously her eyes just fluttered. So it can, you know.
It can actually drive you insane.
Ignorance is bliss.
Have you seen or tried out, Jemima, the gadget, the pelvic floor gadget? Have you seen this, Helen? Where you
is this iVag?
I think something like that. Yeah,
something
no,
like...
You, and it comes with a thing that you pop up there, you yeah. know, and you squeeze it, and it's attached to a cable, which is attached to a thing, and it tells
it
you if you're
dreamy.
Doing your kegels properly.
It just
you?
Goes, two children. Yes. You may as well give up now.
Oh, yeah. It's a sausage
goes,
in a bucket.
Taut, if you're doing it correctly. It sounds brilliant.
Wow.
Have you had a go on that?
Alas, no. I'm quite sure I could probably do with some practice, but yeah.
What do you think?
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's try and get one on the podcast, do a live tryout. That
Sorry,
might be weird.
I just spat all over the Guardian.
That's all right,
the first
we're used
time.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, okay. That's tomorrow's world. I think we've almost reached the end, haven't we, Helen?
We have. Now, we're up to my favourite bit of the podcast, which is, of course, the Scummy Mummy Confessions, Jemima.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Jemima, have you got a Scummy Mummy Confession?
It's not really tech-themed.
That's okay.
That's all right.
This might be really snide, but I do regularly, when my children get given chocolate, I do always eat it.
Do you eat all of it, Jemima?
She's nodding.
Yes, we'll put that in the cupboard for later, boys. Later being 9 o'clock when Mummy cracks out the wine.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Is that
one.
A bit snide? Like, it's not good for them, though, and I'm just so old it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
It's good for mums. Chocolate's good for mums. It's very calming.
Yeah. Scientist Helen Thorne speaks out on chocolate.
Well, we generally say, no, you won't like that, dear. It's spicy.
Yes.
Yeah.
My confession, my tech-themed confession, it's not really a Scummy Mummy confession, but I still think that writing boobies on a calculator upside down is really, really funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
There it is. Oh, I feel better now. I've let it out. Oh, dear. Oh, I can breathe
go.
Now. Oh, well, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the tech special. Thank you very much, Jemima Kiss, head of the Guardian Technology business
thing.
Yes.
Thing.
For being a fantastic guest and telling us about the future.
Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. You can find us, of course, on the Facebook, Scummy Mummies Podcast, at Scummy Mummies on the Twitter.
And on the email, we're scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. And we've got some live shows coming up, so just look on their website and click live shows.
Yes, that's scummymummies.com.
Scummymummies.com.
Thanks again, Jemima, for joining us. Congratulations on your Christmas pudding retro audio techno quiz.
I'm delighted.
Yes.
Honoured, privileged and delighted.
Until next time.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.